Speed Jokes, sponsored by Team Hochberg.
Earlier on Speed Jokes.
Thank you for the jokes. They came from Robert Stoik today. No, that's Roberta. Thank you, Roberta. And Jim Allwool and Kathy in Chicago. And Kim Marie in Algonquin sent us a joke. And Jan Nelson in Wisconsin. And Jeannie Hartman, who says she loves listening to our jokes with her mom every day after work. But we also got this note. Hey, John Williams. Last week, you had a joke about the Higgs boson particle, and you explained...
Here we go.
You explained what the Higgs boson particle is. I hate to call you on this, but you violated the only rule. Rule number one of speed jokes. At least I think it's rule number one. I don't think there are any others. We tell the jokes. We don't explain them. Tonight, I weep the bitter tears of disillusionment... Sign Dave. Busted. Yeah. My bad. Yeah. Put a nickel in the jar. Hey, guys, if you're paying $3 for a bottle of Smart Water, I got news for you. It's not working. What's the difference between a female jogger and a sewing machine? The sewing machine has only one bobbin. What does a pig use to wash its hooves? That would be ham sanitizer. Hey, Dave, what does your wife do for a living?
Well, it's hard to say.
Try me.
Okay. She sells seashells by the seashore.
Dave, he nailed it. I thought we'd get him on that
one. I didn't say it real quickly.
A chef on TV said yesterday, where there's fat, there's flavor. I know he was talking about the food, but I took it as a compliment. I'm working on pants for old guys. They combine the comfort of Dockers with the protection of Depends. We're calling them dry Dockers. Why do health experts lie to us? They said if you're vaccinated, a mask and gloves was enough to go to the grocery store. When I got there, everybody else had clothes on. How do chickens dance? Chick to chick. My wife's had it with me. She said I'm obsessed with being a detective and she thinks we should split up. I said, good idea. We'll cover more ground that way. You go north. Here's a fun fact. The American Institute of Incomplete Studies has finally determined that 7 out of 10 people. And wait. And we have this note from Janelle in East Lansing, Michigan. She writes, it was unfortunate to see the dark side of speed jokes a few weeks ago as the quest for a speed jokes mug turned into an uncivil war with our Canadian friends. Remember that guy asking for the mug and then the lady saying he shouldn't get one, he's out of the country? So Janelle writes, in the spirit of unity, I have a Canada joke. Hey, Dave, I'm so lazy. When I cook, I just make Canada recipes.
What's a Canada recipe?
You know, the ones that say, add a Canada tomatoes, a Canada beans, a Canada corn. And now, a musical interlude featuring lyrics that I used to think said Canada, Canada dry. When your baby don't love you. You ever get a song's lyrics wrong? This is... Canada dry. I thought this was about Canada Dry.
Wow, it sounds like Canada Dry.
I got that in your head now, don't I?
You do, yeah.
Round of applause again for Dave Ennett.
Yes.
She sells
seashells by the seashore.